Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hello, great butts. What? But all butts are great butts, actually. So I meant all of you. I meant hello to all of you. So in this episode, I'm joined by my friend Huge Davies, a really excellent comedian and fellow mega fan of big, mucky eating all over the place. I love him and you're going to love him. First, though, do you know what? You're the mutts you are, just for listening. If you want to level up from being the mutts to the tits, which we all know is the equivalent of going up a karate belt colour, then you can tell other people about Hoovering. Please tweet, shout, whisper, leave a 5-star review, subscribe, Morse code, couldn't give a fuck how you do it. I just love it when you spread the word. I also love it if you're one of my patrons. Thank you. Without you, lovely lot, we'd be dust. We'd be concepts only. How sad would that be? Just to be a concept. You'd be listening to nothing now, just silence. If you don't know what a patron is, it's someone who funds this podcast from as little as £2 a month in exchange for loads of cool shit. A recently improved list of it, exclusive content, discounted tickets to live shows, access to me, control over podcast content, tons of stuff. Look at it, even just for fun. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod. Whilst I'm at it, lads, can I confirm with your secretary that you are following at the Hoovering Pod on Instagram and Twitter? I'm on there asking you specific things to email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com, or text or WhatsApp voice note us on 07462855271. Finally, I'm doing a work in progress on the 17th of February and a Hoovering Live on the 18th of February in the afternoon, both as part of the Leicester Comedy Festival. These Hoovering Lives are always so joyful. They're particularly special to be in the actual room for, so don't muck about. Join us. It's in the afternoon. You are free. There will be stuff to eat there as well. There always is. Come. Tickets available via my website, jessicafostercue.com. Right. Huge and I met for some of the best ramen I've ever had. In Bermondsey's absolute drop-dead fucking brilliant Bone Daddies. Oh my Jesus, baby God, Lord, it was so, so yummy. Yummiest stuff I've smashed on this podcast for a while, actually, so prepare to get a drool on. The restaurant is under a railway track, by the way, so you'll hear a bit of that from time to time. It wasn't just our bellies rumbling. In fact, I don't think my belly rumbled for about a month after recording this. Ah, heaven.
When you were growing up,
yeah.
What did you eat? And what were you like as an eater? You're a fussy boy.
Yeah, no, not fussy. No. Really good.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy, a good little boy. My mum is Indonesian, so I think I had a bit of like a weird thing when I was like a bit older where I realised that you didn't have to cook meat to death.
Right.
So then I was like, because I didn't like steak growing up.
Yeah.
Because my mum would do it well done. That's how right. Indonesian people just cook the shit out of anything there.
I did not know that. Is there a we don't want to get ill off this vibe from that?
Well, they just do a lot of like, you know, like...
Is it stewed stuff?
Basically? Yeah, a lot of like... You know, like rendang and stuff.
Yes.
You just cook everything's cooked out for a long time.
Right.
That's the process of it. You just cook everything. Mm. You fry everything to shit until it's crispy. Like everything is like that.
Yeah.
So when I had steak, it was like this horrible, well done piece of gristle. Mm. Sorry, Mum. I've never said that to her, but she doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't listen.
She won't.
Fair play.
But. Yeah, so when I had like a rare, like a medium rare steak,
yeah.
I was like oh like wow, and I was like, and they're like, oh, this is for all foods, by the way, and I'm like, oh, okay, all meats, you can have medium rare, okay, I see.
Wow.
Yeah. So like I,
oh God, amazing.
I had a lot of Indonesian stuff when I was growing up, like a lot of like my comfort foods are different from people's comfort foods.
Tell me your comfort foods.
Mee goreng, instant noodle. It's a type of instant noodle that you can buy. Mee goreng. I'll send you it. It's the best instant noodle you'll ever have.
Okay.
And you'll buy a box of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
you'll
and
buy
does it come like a freeze dried oblong of noodle?
It looks. It's the same packaging as a soup noodle packet. Yeah. But it's the best thing you've ever eaten your whole life, and you have it with a fried egg on top. My mum puts vegetables in it, and I have that as like a snack.
Oh my fucking god!
And then, like,
everything that you've just said, from. I love the idea of I fucking love adding vegetables even into a soup noodle.
Yeah.
I fucking love putting fried egg on everything, and I fucking love it. You've classified that as a snack.
Yeah. If you're hungry, have that also.
Yeah.
Because my mum always. So my mum can't eat anything pretty much without rice.
Okay.
Like she can every now and then, but like if we're having.
I thought you were talking about like you're about to talk about like an intolerance or like an allergy. Like my mum actually can't eat
anything
without rice.
She's cursed. She's cursed by it. She can't unless Indiana Jones cracks her head open and takes out a gem. She just always has like rice on the go. Even if we have a roast chicken dinner, she'll substitute the potatoes with rice.
Okay.
For her.
Great.
Everything we do is she has rice and me and my dad have potatoes.
Right.
Often I have rice too, but it's mostly potatoes, but
like I love situations where you end up with rice and potatoes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a curry in Wales? They offer you rice and chips.
Rice and chips.
Yeah.
In Scotland, I used to live in Scotland for 4 years, and there was
the university.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was they had curries. You know, in the spa where I used to live, you know, they put things into the till so you buy them as you leave.
Yeah.
And they had a curry sauce sachet, and the server's suggestion was on chips.
Yeah.
I was like, they don't even. For them, it's like not even something you have with rice or chicken.
Yeah,
you have it on chips, and that's and then if you have it on chicken,
yeah,
fuck off to London, I think. Yeah, it's just like you know.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, well, why not? It's fit on chips. Curry sauce is so fit on chips.
I had curry sauce at Edinburgh doing the Monkey Barrel. I had chips, cheese, and curry 3 times.
Oh,
in three days.
So good. Have you ever had a fish and chip shop, Haggis?
No.
It's good.
Mmm. How do they do?
Like, it's just got a really thin, really crispy layer of butter. And then it's just fit Haggis. And actually, Haggis is all about the insides. The only gross bit of it is like the sack it's in. The actual inside is just like the fittest spicy mince.
Crack it open like an egg.
Yeah, and actually, it's one of the many things that I think. Well, not many, that's the wrong way of putting it, but vegetarian haggis tastes exactly the same as meat haggis. I don't actually understand why anyone would kill a beast to have haggis.
Yeah, because it's about the spicing, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's all about the spicing. Yeah.
So why be bothered with the meat version of that anymore?
In lockdown, I got really bored. That's how it stayed, really. I think that whole thing.
That could be the end of the sentence.
Yeah. And then I typed in "disgusting" into YouTube one day because I was like, let's see what comes up. And it was like the top 30 disgusting foods in the world. And it was going through all these foods, and it was like, you know, actually disgusting foods, like maggot cheese and stuff.
Right.
You know,
maggot
when they
cheese.
Have you not seen this? These farmers, they leave out like big wheels of cheese. And then flies hatch eggs in the cheese, and then it turns into like a maggot pit where all the maggots are eating all the cheese. So they're eating the cheese in it like they're like pooing out cheese and they're like pasteurizing it.
Okay.
And then they get that and they eat the maggots.
Right.
On crackers.
And where's this happening, sorry?
In France somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that was like number 13. That was like,
wow.
I was insane. It was going through all these dishes that you're like, I cannot, how can you eat this? And then it got to number one, it was haggis. I was like, that's not right.
Fuck off.
That's absolutely fine.
Shut up.
Kidding me.
What's wrong with people? As if a blooming...
It's almost sausages.
It's almost sausage. It's a spicy sausage. Oh my god, I can't believe that people have got
that.
Yeah,
I know. People think that haggis is so gross, but...
People are fucking silly. Sausages. It's a nice way of putting that. I will probably think about that maggot thing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, I'll send you the video. I'll send you the Migarang packaging so you know what to look for in Asian shops. And then you also send
me... I've got an Asian supermarket at the end of my road, so I'm 100% trying that.
Do you have any ketchup mayonnaise? Ketchup mayonnaise and yours. So basically, like, this is Indonesia, right? You have, like, another snack I'd have is I'd have rice with, like, omelette, like, cut up into strips with ketchup mayonnaise. Ketchup mayonnaise is, like, the base... like sauce, it's like a sweet soy sauce that Indonesia they have on everything.
Yeah.
They, if you have any Indonesian food, it's like you all get like a sense of it through if you have like a dipping sauce.
Right.
I'll send you that too. But oh my god!
Oh my god! I'm so excited! Yes, please. Thank you. Oh,
so
great.
You
have that aubergine,
cool.
Broken egg.
Whoa! Amazing! Shut the front door. Oh my god! Oh, I've got a line like this.
Bloody hell.
Whoa. That looks like the best lunchbox mess ever.
Shit.
Right, I'm eating the
taste. To be honest, like the smells coming off this table are insane.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Tater tots have come back, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They're everywhere now, and I'm into it. Absolutely bloody into it. Miniature hash brown. Oh my god. They're really good. I like it they've not gone too... when you get loaded tater tots, sometimes it's too loaded.
Yeah, it's covered, isn't it?
Oh, wow. That's really tasty. It's not smoky. I wanted to taste it before I put any of the extra things in it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so rich and earthy. Mine tastes like it's like... Even though it's liquid, it seems like it's like something off a barbecue. It's got that really charred.
Let me grab a spoon. Grab a spoon and I'll trace some of the broth.
Oh my god. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
That chicken soup. That's so good.
That's so tasty.
Oh,
do you get like noodly soups in Indonesia?
Yeah, you get noodly soups. There's another instant noodle thing that I have. So you have either... If my mum say, would you want wet noodle or dry noodle? And the dry noodle is the Migarang. And the wet noodle is... I can't remember what it's called, but... That's like this. It's like ramen. It's like a... You have it as a soup, but you put vegetables in that too, like pak choy and stuff.
Amazing.
But yeah, like, I have lots of Indonesian little snacks, and if I... Yeah, I try to... If I want to go out, I try to go to like if I want to for a special occasion or if I'm with someone, like I'll try and take them to an Indonesian place.
I love it.
And then because I think Indonesian food is so good, but I just don't think people really know about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. I love So I grew up with a lot of like Indonesian kind of foods.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm so into it.
Really good.
Let's just enjoy this.
I'm gonna add some chili into this.
Do you like the oil or the let's get it all out.
Just put it all in the middle, man.
Yep.
God, look at that. Do you like spicy food?
I love spicy food.
Yeah.
I used to be I think I had like a bit of toxic masculinity in my teens and 20s where I was like, yeah, make it the spiciest it can be. And to the point where you couldn't really taste things.
Yeah.
And now I'm a bit more measured, but yeah, it brings me great joy. Like, there's a pleasure pain boundary that I love about really spicy food. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's my dad. Like, so my dad lived in Sri Lanka for a long time.
Okay, amazing.
And the food there is like on another level. It's like so hot.
Yeah.
And he thought Indian takeaways. He would get. I didn't know this. I didn't know it was not Indian when I was little. But it was actually Sri Lankan food.
Yeah.
So we bring back this curry, like. and there's like deviled beef and stuff. And I didn't know that this was like, I didn't know it was like really hot. Mm-hmm. Like, but
you so
grew
up on that. Then yeah, you so have like amazing tolerance, right?
Yeah. So we had a, my dad would have a lot of like hot Sri Lankan food in the house when we were growing up because that's his favourite type of food.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
Is he Sri Lankan?
No. He lives in Sri Lanka. That's where I met my mum. He's like travelled a lot for his job.
He was
in Indonesia for a long time. He lived in Australia. He lived in Kenya. He lived in Sri Lanka.
Did you live in those places when you were little?
No. By the time I was born, he got boring. Yeah, and no, I didn't bother. Don't bother. Don't worry about that, Dad. That's fine.
Fair play. Nice to have him around, though, at least.
Really good.
This is a really good. You travel a lot for work, like me.
Yeah.
Like, when you're on the road with comedy...
Yeah.
How much does eating come into it? Do you just sort of have to forego all care about what you have because you're on the road?
Yeah.
Or do you make space in your life for great things?
In the old days, it's all changed, isn't it? When you're in the open spots and you're driving all the comedians to different places.
Ugh.
Like, it'd be a good day if you eat a... If you eat a meal deal in a car, that's a good day. Do you know what I mean?
God,
like,
they were hard days.
Yeah, but now I'm a millionaire. So I support Joe Lycett on tour.
That's cool.
And he loves a nice meal.
Good boy.
Yeah, he loves a nice meal. We went to this Rick Stein's fish restaurant.
Wow.
And he's
Free gig. Yes, please,
And for lunch and... It was insane.
Yeah.
There's the fish though. The fish that Rick was cracking out of his kitchen. Man.
Yeah.
I made the waiter come over and explain all the fish. It was great. He was so proud. He was so proud to describe all the fish in front of Joe. He was like, I've been, you know, when you're sitting there learning about all the fish, he's like, one day your celebrity will just.
Come
be in my restaurant
my
and then we'll just talk to me listen to whatever. He was honestly on top of cloud nine and I gave that to him.
You did that for
explain
him.
Every
you
fish
oh I love it. Although I do feel a little bit shit now about occasionally getting my tour supports to Deliveroo.
That's okay. Joe does Deliveroo as well.
Okay,
it's every now but
it's going to be a really high end Deliveroo, isn't it?
If we do like 4 days or 3 days at a place,
yeah,
it will all be Deliveroo.
Okay,
and then one time we'll go out for like a really nice meal.
Oh,
that's
I
how
love
it works.
It.
Yeah,
okay,
so.
Well, that's fair.
But that's the best bit about the tour.
Fine. Okay, that's fair.
And also, I did tour for Phil Wang. Phil Wang loves a nice place to eat as well.
Yeah, he's so, good. Yeah. He did this podcast and came around and we had chocolate on toast because the chef had told me to try it, and it was pretty lush actually.
Chocolate on toast.
Yeah.
Nutella.
You grated really posh dark chocolate. I had some dinosaur shaped crumpets that needed eating up, so we had it on that. I don't know if that's the same effect that the chef was going for.
Dinosaur shaped crumpets.
You shave dark chocolate onto hot buttered toast and then sprinkle big chunks of salt on it, and it's actually really good. I'm so fucking.
You said that like it was like it's actually really good, but you're like everything you said was good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Everything you said was nice there.
Yeah, I don't think enough people appreciate a combination of chocolate and bread.
You know what? You know what? I came home once drunk and I really wanted something like... I wanted chocolate on toast,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have that and I was so drunk that I was like... If you think about it, there's some foods that are like... They're the vehicles for others, for sauces, right? So you're like, that's bread.
Yeah.
And that's pasta.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to put chocolate on pasta.
Yeah.
And I had... I was so excited. I cooked up this spaghetti and I covered it in Nutella and it all melted in. I was like, it's going to be amazing. I tasted it and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh,
like,
no. I'm so sorry.
It's so bad. I put so much chocolate in as well.
Nutella.
It's really, yeah, really bad. And that's like when you're a student, that's like gold.
I was going to say, you've also, you've just burnt money there, haven't you, really? Beautiful hazelnut chocolate money. I love Nutella. I haven't had it for ages. I associate it with holidays in France with mates and just eating it with a spoon out the jar as part of a team.
It tastes... Oh, well. it tastes different in Germany.
Does it?
Yeah. It tastes better.
Is it nuttier and less sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bloody knew it. It's the same in Italy.
Yeah.
They've patronised us with our nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I bloody knew that was happening.
They have it, yeah, I was furious when I was in Germany and I found out.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Have you ever done like a big eat-off kind of thing? You have to like try and eat like a massive meal and you get like, you get like a prize if you finish it.
Have you?
I did one in Edinburgh. It was like really badly. I mean, it was so much food. I mean, it's like, I mean, obviously that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's too much. That's the point. It's too. I know. Imagine me getting in, that's too much food. Like, what a plot twist. No, but the whole point was too much food.
It was expensive.
And it was too much food. Yeah, it's also worth it because you're like, I used to do a McDonald's challenge with my friends. It's a £20 challenge.
Yeah.
Used to do it at, on weekends. What you do is go to McDonald's. You have £20. You have to spend the £20 on food, on McDonald's food. You have to reach the £20.
Yeah.
The first person, the last person to finish, pays for the two meals.
That's such a good idea.
But it's like tactical because you have to really carefully choose.
I was going to say, you try and get the smallest amount of food for £20, so you get the niche novelty limited edition.
Some people go mad. Some people just go like, "I'm just getting chicken nuggets."
Oh fuck!
And you're like,
well, that's
you're
insane. Like
absolutely insane thing to do. Yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, because people are like, well, it'd be easier to just chomp them down.
Is there a time cap on this?
No, it's just whoever finishes first and last.
In a way, that makes it worse. Once your fullness is really set in, and you're trying to push through that.
Mm.
I'd do it. I think I should do it as part of this podcast at some point. Maybe not McDonald's. Well, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Why not? What great idea! Thanks. Before I get full, I'm going to bite into that duck. Wow. I think I might be scared of the egg one. It looks too much like a big egg mayonnaise
sandwich. Yeah.
But the duck one needs to get in my face. Okay.
I think
you've got to go big mouth on this shit.
Yeah. I think hoist and duck is like, is my favourite combination of flavours of all time. Like, I just can't get past how good hoist and duck and spring onions tastes.
Oh my god. Fuck. That's so good. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's such a chunky bit. It's such a massive fuck off bit of duck.
Yeah.
I'm so used to getting like a few measly threads. That's changed my life. That's so good. They haven't fucked about with texture here either. There are so many lush textures, right? Especially in the bows. Blinky business. Crunchy, crusty business. How do you feel about sharing food?
Well, we're sharing food right now.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you're having a nice time.
I love...
You've got siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I share food. I cook my food with my brother for a long time. because I lived with them for ages.
Right.
So I would cook them everyone dinner in the evenings.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you the big brother?
No, small brother.
Oh, I love it.
But he had a kid and they couldn't afford nursery really.
Yeah.
During some of the pandy stuff, so I came over and I looked after the kids.
Oh.
And then I'd do the dinner in the evenings. So I was a bit like I was everyone's like chef and carer.
That's so lush. Oh, I love it.
For a bit. But yeah, so I love cooking. I love cooking for other people.
Love it.
I think I'm pretty good at it.
Sounds like you fucking are.
Thanks, man. Fucking hell, that duck. Man.
Yeah, the duck. I think the duck is. I mean, everything is beyond delicious.
How can it be thick and crispy?
Yeah. How has it? How have they done that? Well done, ducks. Well done, that duck. Are you a planner? Do you plan what you're going to eat?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm really bad at like. I'll go to the shops, like, peel out the fridge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm at home, and I'm like, let's do dinner. Mm. There's never anything in the fridge. Like, I'm just like, there's nothing in the fridge. Mm. I have to go out to the shops, and then I'll maybe, like, buy food for maybe this day and the next day.
Yeah.
And then I'm back at the shops again.
I suppose there's, like, a financial inefficiency to that, but...
Yeah, it's incredible.
But if food's not going off, it's also a really fun way to live.
Yeah.
You've got a favourite supermarket.
I like Sainsbury's because of the bakery.
Okay.
I think they have the best bakery.
Even over Lidl?
Even the Lidl's. Yeah. I go to the Lidl's. There's a Lidl in Tooting that I sometimes go into. Yeah. I think the Sainsbury's bakery is supreme.
Okay.
I think it's better than French bakeries in France. No, I like that. I'd be mad. They they're so good. They're so good. Their pecan...
The pecan lattice thing
is perfection.
Right.
The cheese thing is great. The chocolate swirl, the cheese swirls, you know, they're great as well.
Yeah.
I think the donuts as well. The donuts in the plastic that look they're going to be bad are really good.
Are they?
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh my God, I've heard this. Someone else was talking about Sainsbury's donuts. Apparently they used to do one that was dusted.
Yeah.
Like icing powder rather than sugar that was like next level, like Krispy Kreme level of surprise grade.
Yeah, it's a massive surprise. Another surprise, Morrison's. The worst pizza you can get at Morrison's, like the ones they've been up in cling film, and it's like, those are the best pizzas.
Are they?
They're amazing.
Are they just like, what? Just definitely.
I don't know what's happened. You put them in the oven, the bottom goes crispy like a New York pizza. They put way too much cheese on it, but it's absolutely fine. Mm. Like, the tomato tastes really good, like, it's huge. The thing is, and it costs like, what, 30p? It's mad, like it's like, because I used to live next to Morrison, so I did my big shop in there, and one day I was feeling desperate for a pizza, and I was like just slumming it at the time. I bought this the cheapest pizza they have there, pairing for the worst meal of my life, and I was like, this is amazing. The Morrison's pizza, I don't know if they've changed it, because I've not had it since I was at uni. But really, really good.
This is so good.
Really good.
Going to eat this chili, shall I?
Is there some chili? It looks funny and offensive.
It looks like cooked, right? Yeah, it doesn't look like a super hot one. Mmm. I mean, that is just a raw red chili.
You're hot.
It's okay.
I'll have the rest of it.
It's not hot. You want it? Yeah, he wants it.
Okay.
I don't know if I've given you the spicier end. I just had the bottom half. I just ate the bottom and you get the head.
Mmm.
It's not hot, there's something happening to my throat.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I'm not like coughing and crying.
Yeah.
Perfect, really.
I love not feeling alive.
I love not coughing and crying.
I love it.
I love to feel alive. Alive in the mouth. Oh, here's another random one I haven't asked for ages.
Yeah.
Are there any types of things to eat or drink that you think of as medicinal?
Oh, man. Chicken soup, 100%. Mm. My mum always makes a big chicken soup.
Is that her your real food?
Yeah. Yeah, I if I'm sick, my mum will offer to like come round and give me chicken soup.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah. But to be fair to her, she's always got chicken soup on the go. She has like in a giant pot.
She hasn't made it specially.
Yeah, no, she just makes chicken soup all the time. It's permanently on the stove. On the stove there's always chicken soup and a massive pot of rice.
She's like that's an guaranteed. Uncle
doctor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There's a character in Encanto who heals with food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, can literally heal any ailment.
that sounds like your mum. God, that was like a positive version of your mum.
Your mum's so great. She heals people with food.
Your mum's food's so good. Everyone wants to come round.
That my legs came back. Great.
Quick fire questions.
If you had no other option, would you eat a person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Were they consented?
That could be the scenario if you want. That could be your caveat.
Yeah, like, so two people on an island, they go, I'm dying. I'm going to be dead in ten minutes. I would tuck in.
Yeah, and would you offer yourself up to be tucked into?
Yeah, 100%. It depends if I like the person. You know?
It's just that you don't normally know if it's exactly 10 minutes you've got left, is it?
I don't know. You've got a sense of it.
Yeah, I've got a little sense.
You know?
Got a little alarm.
Or, you know, hit me over the head with a big rock.
What sort of noise would you like to go off when it's a 10-minute warning time? I'd like a bing bong.
I'd like a sort of, I'd like someone to whisper into my ear, it's time, lads. It's time, lads. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think I would have no problem with you eating me. Zero problem.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you actually want to eat anyone, I'll allow it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I won't do it until you've been told it's time, lads. And I'll assume the lads is because you'll have your keyboard there.
Yeah, me and the boy. Yeah. We'll be buried at sea together.
Yeah. True. That won't age well for him. But yeah. Okay, we've done spicy, so what's the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
The spiciest thing of it? I recently had, I did this show, I was interviewing Jonathan Ross, and they made me do like horrible things during the interviews to make it like more than an interview, I guess. And I had to eat like such spicy food whilst he was talking to me. Like, it was like hot wings, but at the end they just made me drink. What was it? It was like Carolina Reaper sauce.
Oh Christ! Which is like the stuff they do in competitions. I have watched documentaries about that and found it so interesting.
And I had a shot of Carolina Reaper sauce while I was interviewing Jonathan.
Oh.
And it was so. You know when you're like, I'd never been so. My mouth hadn't been so hot. I felt high. Like I was on drugs. And I told Jonathan Ross to fuck off with his face. He was like, talking about super. I asked him how to ask about superheroes or something, and he was like. Yeah, I really enjoyed these. He's talking about his favourite comics and stuff. He was like, all right. And then I was like, why don't you just fuck off, Jonathan? And I was like, I'm so sorry about that. I'm high.
Do you think it's because, I think when you get that level of pain, your body releases endorphins, so it does make you slightly off your nuts.
Yeah.
So it's the same way that your body releases different chemicals that make you different types of high to get through or after different types of exercise.
Ah, yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Like, so if you do like short, intense exercise, you get this like brief spike high afterwards, where you feel like off your nuts, but for a short time.
Good to feel that.
If you do like a long run, it starts releasing stuff that's a lot more like dope, and that's a real pain suppressant. You get like a gentler, higher pain suppressant. So I imagine if you inflict that level of effectively injury on your insides, just to drink a shot of.
Well, it's poison, isn't it? The whole point of it is that the reason it's spicy is that so you don't eat it.
Oh.
That's the reason food is spicy.
I thought it was to give you a massive hard-on. I thought it was like...
To come, yeah.
I thought the chili made you release endorphins.
No, so the reason, the biological reason that chilies are like chilies is that the animals don't eat them in the wild. It's a protection thing. So you go, no, I don't want to eat that. Humans are so privileged. We're like, you know what?
Give me the poison.
It's going so well. Fuck up my whole body. Make me shit out in the worst way you can shit out anything.
Oh,
for
God.
Fun.
Is there any food you once hated that you now love?
Yeah. Courgettes.
Got it.
Courgettes. I think I still don't really like them. Maybe it's just like I have them in. I think when you have courgettes, when you're a kid, they're like. You really isolate everything on your plate.
Yeah.
So you're like, you won't combine things together. You're like chicken nuggets and then chips and then courgette.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you won't put them together. Like, I love it in a vegetarian lasagna. Like, I wouldn't make a vegetarian lasagna without courgette.
No.
Which
is
an insane thing to say to like my younger self.
Right.
We're meant to put courgettes in.
Yeah, you're right. They're like, they go so well with other shit. I'll find a courgette later.
Are you?
Carolyn curry, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it'd be so nice in there. I like it's like you say. It's like it has got its own flavour, but it's also such a nice vehicle for other flavours, especially spice. Or like some cheese yeah. actually go really well with it, don't they? Grated yeah. cheese on the heart. They've had a quarter that's like what, carved on a barbecue with like a bunch of cheese in the middle.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hence lasagna as well.
Yeah, hence lasagna
you
as
know,
well.
You know, have you had like, you know Benihana?
No.
Benihana, it's like, you must go to Benihana. Oh, this would be, that'd be a great episode for you okay. to go to. Because it's teppanyaki, so they'll like cook it all in front of you on the table. Mm. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
They've got the grid. And the chef just tricks and that.
Nice, I love tricks.
He would be chucking the salt and pepper into his hat, and then he'd be like, fucking, he'd be doing like this tray, he'd be making the onions into a tray, and the steam comes out of the onion. It's
Shut
great.
Up.
And then he flips it into your mouth, you open your mouth, and he throws the food
Shut
into your
off.
Mouth. Yes, it's great, yeah. Go, it's amazing.
Done.
Go for lunch on the weekend because it's really cheap at lunch. If you go for the dinner, it's real expensive, but the lunch is like reasonable. And they just chuck food in your mouth. They chuck prawns in your mouth.
Oh my
it's
God.
Great, straight off the grid.
Shut up.
But they have these. They get these courgettes and they chop them up and they griddle them and they're really good. They're like the tastiest vegetable you have.
Mm.
And I was like, how can this be a courgette?
Oh,
so good.
Was that what changed your courgette viewing?
Yeah, Benihana, man. Benihana. I can't believe you've not been to Benihana. It's my favorite restaurant.
I'm sorry.
I went there as a kid for my birthday.
Yeah.
Mum would take me to teppanyaki. Oh, man, it's so good.
Okay. Is it swanky? Should I save it for a birthday? Or
yeah, save it. It can be swanky, yeah. It can be swanky. But sometimes people don't treat it, give it the respect it deserves.
I will.
Yeah, man.
Especially if chefs going to throw stuff out there, because I've never had that and I really want it. Tell me about food you've ever won or been gifted.
I once won a box of sweets from Tombola at a fair, and then my friend's cousin stole them and ate them and said that she hadn't eaten them, but I knew she'd eaten them. I knew it was
her. Do you know what? I think sweeties linger on the breath. You can tell from a huff. Quite
yeah.
Away. I can tell what my son's stolen.
I wasn't old enough, I don't think. Cupboard. Yeah, I wasn't old enough to be like, let's stick out your tongue, is it blue? You know, like, stick it out. Like, it was just my friend's cousin, so I was like, a little bit like, I couldn't talk to girls at that point.
Yeah. Oh.
So I was a bit like, I was like, she's definitely taken it. And then my friend's mom was like, just let it go, it's all fine. And, you know, these things happen.
It's like a joyful story about the victory, and it's ended.
Yeah. I saw her at a wedding recently.
Trauma.
It was my friend's wedding, and I saw her at the wedding. I still thought, even I was like, "You fucking little cunt! I hate
still
you!
About
I hate you!" Yeah, yeah. I almost confronted her about it. She said, "Oh, hi, nice to see you after all those years," and I kept just thinking about like,
"Hi, nice to see you."
Yeah,
is
great.
It?
We're gonna steal my dinner now. Are you still my friend? Are you your cousin? You're gonna marry your cousin? Are you freak? Anyway, sorry.
I really loved that.
Sorry about that.
Hangover? What are you having?
Cucumber.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You have a hangover, eat a raw cucumber, like a breadstick.
Like just like a big stick.
Yeah, it's really good. Gets the moisture back in your body. It's really crisp. If you keep it in the fridge, crisp. It feels amazing to have on it. You feel so refreshed.
I might do that when I get home.
Yeah. My brother's friend is a doctor. He said the best you can have on a hangover is a packet of spray salted crisps and a Coke.
Right.
Because that's your sugar and your salt intake straight away.
And some carbs and some fat, which your body's screaming at you for.
Well, he said your brain wants is the carbs, but what your body actually needs is the sugar and the salt.
The minerals.
Yeah, you won't enjoy that back at crisp. You won't enjoy that Coca-Cola, but it will get you feeling good.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay.
Apparently. So you want, what you want
so
is
ideally,
chips.
Yeah.
You want chips, crisps.
Hash browns,
and then a Coke on the top, just in case.
Now it's time for the Big Ben question.
It turns out the sky has been a heavy quilt all along, and fucking sick of it up there. It falls down, smothers us all. At first, it's really nice because of the energy crisis, but then we realise we did need to breathe, actually, please. It's a fusty, moth-infested doomsday, but luckily, the sky's agreed to get back up there, and quickly, but only if you, really, it does have to be you, huge, agreed to arm wrestle upwards of 50 bastards, all whilst playing Rachmaninoff's Third on a church organ, but with your toes, and all whilst wearing a good old-fashioned COVID mask, so no one can fling you any crumbs or fuel. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You're a hero. You have saved us all from the quilt apocalypse. Your reward is the adulation of all people for all time, but your reward in the moment, and bearing in mind you are the happiest and hungriest that it's possible to ever be, is the feast of your dreams. What would you eat and drink?
I would eat... Korean barbecue.
Oh, yes.
I think Korean, but I had it recently for the first time, like maybe a year ago.
On Joe Lysa's tour.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was.
And we played at stadium.
Okay. Yeah. Carry on.
I had it for my birthday.
Yeah.
My friends took me for my birthday. It was so good. Everything they brought was insanely good. I love the fact you're cooking it yourself.
Yeah.
I love the fact that It's all good. I love the fact that you can get Korean fried chicken there as well, like on the side.
Nice.
Like everything was great, and that's how I think I would. And yeah, I love it. I love the way they cut the food with scissors. That's mental, but also makes 100% sense.
Yeah,
they cut like
meat scissors. Not
regular kitchen scissors. Oh. They cut up with scissors, and you're like, oh, that's mad. But that also 100% is how we should cut things up.
Give it a wipe. Do your Christmas wrapping.
Yeah. Give it a wipe. Use it on your kid. Get that umbilical cord off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Quite a big wipe after that. Use.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. Okay, Korean barbecue,
that sounds,
man.
Sounds delicious. Okay. Would you have anyone in particular there? Is this a fantasy
piece? Yeah, I'd have my three friends. So we go out for each other's birthdays.
Okay.
So my flatmate, my current flatmate, and then my other two friends.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we always go out for meals together, so I take those lads.
Oh, I love it. Are they all boys?
No, I just call them the boys. We're just like all the lads, aren't we?
Lads.
Yeah,
it's
all
time
the lads.
To go, lads, but this time, I mean, it's a dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. You're the best. Thank you for doing my silly podcast.
Thanks for... What do you mean? What are you talking about? We just had ramen and tater tots and duck and hoisted duck.
Days.
Are you kidding me?
Happy bloody day. Hoovering
Podcast. What a darling man. Follow him at Huge Davis. Follow him. Please, please, please scoop up all his really funny work into your lives. Please. Come also and see Hoovering Live at the Leicester Comedy Festival on the 18th of February at 3 p.m, where I'll be joined by a few very sexy guests, and where I'm also doing a work in progress the night before as well on the 17th in the early evening, 6:30, that show is. An hour of the newest ideas of all time. Tickets to everything, as ever, are on my website, jessicafosterhugh.com. Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Fosterhugh. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fosterhugh. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy Hoovering.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.